This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. Please use my Dr. Terry J. Mandel letterhead, not the one that says incorporated. This letter goes to attorney Bill Byers, B-E-Y-E-R-S, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Tamara West, please note the following medical letter, period. Tamara is T-A-M-A-R-A, West is W-E-S-T, period. On February 8th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as taking the history directly from the patient, period. I did perform a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 58-year-old female, height 5'9" tall, weight 275 pounds, period. She sustained a work-related injury on or about December 19th of 2020, period. At work, she was working on a ramp that was covered in a gooey material. And this was at a FedEx facility, period. The patient slipped and fell, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she fell backwards onto her back and sustained a torn rotator cuff of her right shoulder, period. Despite treatment, she still is experiencing right shoulder pain with diminished range of motion, period. The pain is described as intermittent and occurring every day, period. It is an achy, sharp pain, period. It is rated 3 to 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates from the front to the back, period. She has weakness of her right arm, period. New paragraph. The timeline for treatment, as best remembered by the patient, was that the next day she went to Concentra Work Clinic in Indianapolis. She had x-rays and was referred to physical therapy, period. Because the patient was not improving adequately with physical therapy, Concentra ordered an MRI at another facility, period. She was told that she had a torn rotator cuff, period. She apparently had a negative MRI of her neck and back and was scheduled for surgery on or about April 9th of 2021, period. She did have surgery and was off work till approximately September 28th of 2021, period. She did have physical therapy after the surgery, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. As a result of this injury in the past, she was driving a large bus, but can now only drive a small van, period. Housework is affected, period. Yard work is affected, period. She has difficulty folding laundry, period. Cooking is difficult, period. Cleaning is affected, period. Sometimes she has problems dressing herself, period. She has difficulty lifting her grandchild, period. Sex is affected, period. Sleep is difficult, period. She has difficulty with prolonged driving in a car due to the pain, period. She has difficulty reaching overhead, period. New paragraph. Medications include Vicodin, gabapentin, anti-inflammatories, Cymbalta, and diclofenac, period. New paragraph, past medical history is unremarkable, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes Vicodin, gabapentin, and anti-inflammatories, period. She is also using topical medication, period. She is using an exercise therapy at home, period. She is using a TENS unit, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for right shoulder surgery, as outlined above, period. She has had a tubal ligation, period. She has had a fractured left ankle repaired in approximately 1993, period. She has had ablation to her uterus, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals she has never injured her right shoulder in the past, period. She has never been involved in a significant automobile accident in the past. She has never had a prior work injury, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a bus driver, at FedEx, period. She is a shuttle bus driver, period. She presently can only use a small van versus a 45-passenger bus in the past, period. She does have difficulty getting into the van, period. She can work a full day but is with pain and medication, period. She must work at a slower pace, period. New paragraph, under allergies, no known allergies, period. I did review prior medical records, period. On review of the records, she was given an impairment rating by Indiana Hand to Shoulder Center on November 11th, 2021, period. They gave her a 5% impairment of the right shoulder, which is a 3% whole body impairment, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions after an examination, February 8th, 2022, are number one, right shoulder trauma. Number two, torn right rotator cuff on the right, period. The above two diagnoses are directly related to her work-related fall of December 19th, 2020, period. The basis for these diagnoses are strictly and totally a direct result of a work and fall injury of December 19th, 2020, period. New paragraph. All the treatment that I have outlined above and as noted in the medical records were all appropriate, necessary, and reasonable as it relates to the work injury of December 19th, 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. I feel she qualifies for a higher impairment as opposed to that rendered by Indiana Hand to Shoulder Center, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring to Table 15-5, Class 1, page 402, the patient qualifies for a 13% upper extremity impairment on the right, period. This equates to an 8% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, page 420, period. The patient will be more prone to permanent arthritis in her right shoulder as she ages due to this work-related injury, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, February 8th, 2022, would you please place the these physical findings on examination before I start into my diagnostic impressions. So let's change the layout. This paragraph on physical examination should come before my diagnostic impressions. On physical examination by me, February 8th, 2022, ENT examination reveals pupil sequel reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pharynx examination was unremarkable, period. Examination of the neck, thoracic and lumbar regions were normal, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft and obese with normal bowel sounds, period. There was diminished grip strength in the right hand, period. Examination of the right shoulder revealed heat and tenderness as well as crepitance on range of motion, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right shoulder, period. Right shoulder flexion was diminished by 38 degrees, period. Abduction was diminished by 82 degrees, period. Adduction, ADD, adduction was diminished by 12 degrees on the right, period. Internal rotation was diminished by 20 degrees, period. External rotation diminished by 14 degrees, period. Range of motion of the left shoulder was normal, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Gait examination was normal, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include both oral and topical medications at an estimated monthly cost of $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need continued TENS unit at a cost of approximately $1,000, period. The patient may need an additional surgery to her right shoulder to restore mobility at an estimated cost of $150,000, period. This expense will be all-inclusive of surgeon, hospital, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient will need some additional injections for pain. At an estimated cost of approximately $6,000, period. She has had one injection previously that lasted approximately 6 months, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.